So, where you from? All from KL or what?
Yeah, from the Banda Utama Buddhist Society.
I did last year. So, then I don't need to say anything, huh? What? last year, refresh course, huh? Last year, I also went to Tiratana, huh? So they all know me and they're still coming. And when will I be in Paps again?
January 15.
Then I don't need to say.
Present
moment. Okay, let's try. So I ask questions and you answer, yeah? No? One interesting question is, why are we born? Ah. Maybe the Meiji knows. Where is he from?
China.
You all speak Chinese, huh? So why are we born? Huh? What's the purpose of our birth? Nobody knows. We're just born, you know, and live until we die. Yeah. Huh? No?
Why are we born?
Yeah. Why? Not where. Why? Ka, ka, ka.
I think because our karma from the past, that's why make us to reborn and die.
That's right. We are born to die, and we die to be born again. The important thing is what we do with our life, yeah? The life of a human being is very important, yeah? Don't waste it. Don't put it down the drain. Looking for this, looking for that. Huh? Looking for money. Huh? Looking for this or that. Huh? Some of you looking for a rich husband, you know? Others looking for a very nice wife, you know. Yeah, yeah. That's not getting on the nerves. Yeah. So when we are born, we learn to walk. Yeah, you remember that? No. Go back in memory. That's why we have a memory. Huh? Go back. We learn to walk. Huh? Then we learn to talk. Huh? Then we learn to read, huh? And write. Yeah, and these older people have forgotten it all. Yeah? Yeah, now we can read and write. You know, we can speak. Yeah, we learn to think. 15 or 16 years. Yeah, to educate this body, to train this body. This robot. It's a robot. It has nothing. You know, when it's born, it has nothing inside. Yeah. Now we have to put in all the memories inside, just like in a computer. We have to load the software. Yeah. And then we put in our data, yeah? We constantly change the data over our lifetime, yeah? And then we die, and then we are born again and have to do the same thing. Huh? She. She doesn't want to hear that. Yeah, but that is our life as a human being, yeah? I mean, everything that we have accomplished, yeah? I mean, you build a factory, you know, or you build, you know, a retail store, yeah? Next life you have to do it again. Yeah? You have to learn engineering, or you have to learn this, or you have to learn that. Next life, you have to learn it again. Because when we die, everything is forgotten. Huh? So, that's a lot of fun, yeah? When we think about it, huh? We can all learn afresh, yeah? From the start, yeah? The only problem is the karma that we have created in this life, yeah? That haunts us in our next life, yeah? Or supports us in our next life. It can haunt us, yeah? Or it can support us, yeah? Whatever we do, yeah? But that is nothing, you know, material, yeah? We don't, you know, we cannot take anything material with us. Eh? We cannot take our family with us, our house, you know, our factory, our retail store, or whatever. Yeah? We cannot take that with us. Yeah? Next life, we have to do it again and again and again. Yeah? And it's not one or two lives, yeah? How many lives? Countless, yeah? Trillions, yeah? Probably trillions as a human being, and all the rest of, you know, all the rest of the 31 realms of existence, yeah? We went probably through all of them, yeah? Being an animal, yeah? Even the Lord Buddha, yeah? What was the smallest animal he remembers? Huh? Come on, yeah? Mosquito! So he was a mosquito, yeah? Well, probably we are all the mosquitoes. We are all the mosquitoes. We were mosquitoes. We were tigers. We were all sorts of things, yeah? Yeah? Animal realm, ghost realm, I mean. How often have you been in a ghost realm, yeah? Looking at the humans, you know, envy the human beings. Oh, they can do so many things, yeah? And haunting the human beings, huh? So that in this life we get haunted by ghosts. Yeah. This is life as a human being, you know, in a nutshell. Yeah? I mean, we train this body for 15, 16 years, then we learn a profession, huh? Then we look after our body, you know, it is healthy for 30, 40 years, you know, and then it decays. How old are you? Yeah, a little different. Yeah? 66, huh? Still young, yeah? But still, you know. The older we get, the more we go to the repair shop. It's called hospitals, yeah? And doctors, huh? Yeah? When we are young, we hardly see any doctors, yeah? But the older we get, you know, huh? The more often we go to the doctors, yeah? Taking all this medicine, yeah? Yeah? Remember what I said, yeah? I mean, when I go to KL, you know, I mean, the people, you know, offer me medicine, and I'm full back, you know. But keeping healthy is in the heart. Yeah? It has nothing to do with the body, yeah? The body gets sick, that's its nature, yeah? We have some things, you know, medicine that helps us, yeah? But everybody is worried about this body, yeah? The stupid body, yeah? But we are not the body. Huh? We occupy the body, yeah? And when it is dead, you know, I mean, we leave the body and look for the next body. Huh? Hey. Can you tell him to go? I don't know what he's doing. Are there some Malaysians? Monks? Well, that's not Ajahn Gough. What? What?
Mahachai,
huh? Oh. I hope he speaks English, yeah? So, dear, does he speak English? So, well, I, you know, when I go to KL, you know, all these medicines, yeah? I mean, yeah, the people in Malaysia, yeah? But also, you know, a little bit here in Thailand, they eat, you know, they eat this medicine as staple food, yeah? I mean, it's a stable diet, you know. Part of that, part of their food. Medicine is there, you know, to cure the body of its illnesses, you know, but not, you know, as a staple food, you know, as a side food. Yeah? So, we worry about the body, yeah? Why? Because it hurts here, it hurts here, it, you know, it doesn't work here, it doesn't work here, yeah? Huh? That's why. Huh? Instead, we don't worry about the owner of the body, yeah? The owner of the body is the citta. The body is just like our car, you know. I mean, some of you, or most of you, will have a car, you know. You know, you do worry about the car, you know. You have to fill up, you know, the gasoline. You have to fill up water and air and oil, you know. But you know, that's about it, yeah. when it is gone, you know, when it breaks down, you put it to a repair shop, you know, and wait for 2 days. Oh, that is hell, you know. Yeah, I have to wait. Ah, why is the car not ready? I want to go here. I want to go there. Yeah, it's the same in the body. Huh? When you're sick and you cannot walk, you know. Oh, I'm dying. I'm dying. I'm dying. And 3 days later, nobody thinks about dying anymore. We are sick. We are healthy again. Huh? It's the same with the car. Yeah. Think about, you know, this body as such, you know, this body has a very fortunate car, very, very comfortable car, biological robot, yeah? A car, to get a driver license takes you maybe 3 months or half a year for some people. It takes a year, you know? But for most people, 3 months, you know, you can drive a car, yeah? For this body, to drive this body, you know, it takes you 16 years. Wow. It's complicated, yeah? Nowadays in the factories, you know, even if you train a robot, you know, a factory robot, you know, it takes half a year. But then he works, you know, without fail, yeah. And this robot, poor. Every time we come back to the human realm, we have to train this robot again. Because this robot doesn't remember anything, yeah. And it's the same with the car. If our car, you know, needs to go to the scrapyard, what we do? We buy another one. Don't we? Yeah? When this body goes to the scrapyard, you know, or you call it, you know, cremation or whatever it is, yeah? Yeah? Then you go and look for another one. No? Yeah. We've done that so many times that we don't even think about it. That is important, you know. It is important to realize what we are doing, why we are doing, and what the results of our doing. Yeah? We're just living our life, yeah, looking at our parents, our teachers, you know, and follow them, you know. They have a family, okay, I should get a family. They have this job, you know, I should get this job, yeah. We don't think. Huh? I mean, there is a very important function, you know. It's called brain, yeah. Huh? That makes us, you know, yeah. And the, together with the sensory data, you know, of the eyes, of the touch, you know, of the smell, of the ears, you know, I mean, we can think, we can see, yeah? But what we do, we close our eyes. Blind, yeah? Go through whatever, okay, whatever this group is doing, we do the same, yeah? No? Huh?
I didn't.
You didn't?
But it seems to be like
what's that dazwischen? Ich bin dazwischen. You speak German?
No, it's from a friend.
Do you know what it means? He told you. I'm in between. I don't belong to this group or that group. Eh? Yeah. No, we normally do, you know, what our parents, our friends, you know, yeah, our teachers, you know, recommend, yeah, and we don't think about it, yeah. But now that we have become Buddhists, we should be a little bit more aware, yeah. We should be aware, you know, of the Four Noble Truths, yeah. The truth of dukkha. Nowadays we don't have dukkha anymore because we have a smartphone. The moment we are tired or bored, you know, we look at our smartphone. Yeah? And then we call this person, we call that person, you know, I mean, we look up this, we look up that, you know. I mean, we are constantly, yeah, engaged, yeah. So we can't see the first noble truth. We can't see the first noble truth. How do we find a way out of dukkha? No way? Okay. See you next life. Now, the noble truth of dukkha, it starts in the morning. You have to go to work, you know, you wake up and you don't want to get up. That's already dukkha. Second dukkha, you're hungry, it's dukkha. Yeah? You're thirsty, it's dukkha. Yeah? You need to go to the toilet, it's dukkha. Yeah? You're tired, it's dukkha. Yeah? Well, that's only the bodily dukkha. Yeah? You go to work, you don't like what these people are saying, it's dukkha. Yeah? You like this and you don't get it, it's dukkha. Yeah? I mean, how much dukkha do you need, you know, to find a way out of dukkha? Huh? Not enough, yeah? Because we have a smartphone. We can ask, Siri, what is this? Siri, or Apple, or Google, you know, what is this, you know? Where can I go now, yeah? What is the best restaurant, you know? Why do you think, you know, I mean, these entertainment things, you know, I have come since the TV, the radio, TV, you know, and now the phones, the handies, you know, and now the smartphones. Yeah? And the more we use the smartphones, the more stupid we become. Yeah, because the phone is smarter than us, yeah. And nowadays with AI, you know, oh, wow, you don't even need to think anymore, yeah. Let AI think for you, yeah. Next time you maybe ask Siri, what am I going to do with my life? Yeah, I mean, this question is not out of the normal. Some people really, I'm going to ask that, yeah? What am I going to do now? I'm sorry, I have a little cold, you know. Don't bring any medicine. It happens, yeah? This body is born, you know, it gets older, it gets sick, and it dies. Yeah? That's the natural course of this human body, yeah? It's just like with our car, you know, we buy it brand new, you know, it works very well, you know, until it gets old, you know, then this needs to be repaired, that needs to be repaired. And nowadays, you know, in our age, you know, I mean, you can even repair this body, just like a car. Yeah? You open it up, yeah, take the heart out, take a new heart in, or a liver, or whatever it is, you know. I mean, where's the difference? So why are we so attached to this damn thing? It's not me, it's not mine, it doesn't belong to me, yeah? It's just a tool. It's one of the tools that we have, yeah? Body. You know, what is the other? Vedana, feeling, is the other tool, yeah? Upa vedana sanya sankarana vijnana, yeah? These are the tools that the citta can use, yeah? Because the citta is not part of the five khandhas. The five khandhas are our toolbox, yeah? But most of the time, you know, the kilesas are using the toolbox. And they don't allow us to use it, yeah? They want this, they want that, you know? I mean, it's always in our ears. I need to do this, I need to do... you know, I forgot this, you know, I need to have this. Yeah? They're constantly commanding us around, yeah? Ask the married people, you know? If your husband, you know, constantly commands you around, yeah? I mean, you don't like it. Huh? Huh? If your wife tells you to do this or to do that, you know, you don't like it, yeah? You get in argument, yeah? Why don't you get in argument with the kilesas who constantly tell you what to do? No, it's me, it's mine, it's myself, yeah? That's just what I want to do. No, it's not what you want to do, it's what the Kilesas want to do. Huh? This is something very, very, very important. Yeah? I mean, the Lord Buddha stressed it in the principle of anatta. It's not me, it's not mine, it's not myself, it doesn't belong to me. Yeah? It's something that I can use for some purpose, yeah? But it doesn't belong to me. You cannot tell the sick body, I cannot tell the sick body, you know, to heal up, yeah? It takes its time, you know? It's a phenomena, just like any kind of thought or feeling. It comes and it goes, and comes and it goes, comes and it goes, yeah? So why do you attach to your feelings? It's my feeling. Huh? I hurt, you hurt my feeling. Ouch. How can I hurt a feeling? Huh? Can you tell me that? Women here? I had enough girlfriends, you know, who constantly, and I was, what am I doing? How can I get out of this? Can you tell me how can I hurt a feeling? I can hurt your view of yourself. That is where. By denouncing it. By disillusioning you. Oh, I'm so pretty. No, you're not so pretty. I'm so smart. No, you're not so smart. I mean, that's how I can hurt your self-view. But I cannot hurt your feeling. So stop saying that, huh? It's fun, isn't it? Getting a different perspective on what is happening in our life, And these things are not me, mine. This is not my thought, This is not my memory. This is just a memory, It comes and it goes, And the older we get, the more it goes. only fragments of memory of our youth, you know, remain, These things are not me, not mine, and not myself. And they're also anicca, They appear and disappear, appear and disappear, I mean, if it was your feeling, If you have a bad feeling, go to your closet, and put another feeling on, But you cannot do that. I have a bad feeling, Okay, go to my drawer, put a nice feeling on. No? Then it would be your feeling, It's just like it's your clothes, If you don't like your clothes, you can change it, If you don't like your shoes, you can change it. Even your hairstyle, you can change it, So, that belongs to you, But everything else, no. If the hair doesn't grow anymore, you cannot make it grow, But you can change, You can completely shave it off like me, So that you don't see it, No, these things are not me, not mine, and not myself. It is one of the most important principles, And then we should reflect about it, And it makes our life easier. What you heard is my view of myself. And in most cases, thank you for disillusioning me. I mean, we live in a delusion about ourselves, how we are, how good we are, how, and so on, how smart we are. So somebody comes and says, no, I mean, he disillusions us, And what did the Lord Buddha say? We live in a delusion. So we should be thankful. Thank you. That would be very difficult to say, Thank you for disillusioning me. Thank you for taking out my wrong view about myself, And not everything, that other people say is, is right, I mean, we say, you know, in anger, when we say something in anger, you know, about another person, that is not rightful. Right? But we know if it hurts ourselves, if it hurts our self-view, we know. Yeah? There's something truth to it. Yeah? If it doesn't hurt us, you know, there's no truth to it. So, anicca, you know, impermanence. Yeah? It's also very important. Yeah? There are three principles that gather the whole, are the basis for the whole universe, you know, anicca, anatta, dukkha. So, anicca, you know, impermanence, comes and goes, yeah. Body comes and goes, feelings comes and goes, thoughts comes and goes, yeah. Everything, yeah. Do the people in the back hear something? No. Yeah? I mean, you don't come here for free lunch, yeah? You have to listen to what I'm saying, you know, otherwise why should I say something, yeah? And, yeah, I mean, don't let it into one ear and out of the other ear, you know, I mean, let it go into the heart, yeah? It's important, yeah, our life is, you know, I mean, most of us, you know, when I look at your faces, most of us have a lot of dukkha, yeah? the life is so difficult, yeah? Huh? No, it's not difficult. It's we make it difficult. Yeah? With our views and opinions, we make the life difficult. Hmm? We want this, you know? We don't accept the way the life is, yeah? Hmm? The weather is nice? Okay. Yesterday was very cold, yeah? Okay, yeah? Hmm? Tomorrow we don't know how it is, yeah? Hmm? So? What is it? You know, I mean, at the moment, you know, what was it? You know, in the southern province of Thailand, I mean, there's a big flood, yeah? Probably in Penang as well, yeah? It's close to there, yeah? I mean, their cars were underwater. Their houses were underwater. I mean, that is dukkha, huh? Think about that, you know? A big flood comes, you know? Yeah? I saw one in Penang one time, you know. I mean, where half of the houses, you know, were underwater. That was nearly 10 years ago. That's a lot of dukkha for the people who own these houses, you know, or own these restaurants, yeah. I mean, where is your dukkha? Huh? Dissatisfaction, yeah. We are not satisfied with the way things are. Huh? That's a problem. If you are satisfied with the way things are, if you take them as they are, where's the problem? No problem. No. We are happy. Huh? I mean, what? Yeah. I mean, the oldest might be remember, you know, there wasn't a song, you know, in the 70s, "Don't Worry, Be Happy." Don't worry, and we will be happy. Yeah? If you worry, you know we are unhappy. Yeah. So, why do you worry? Worry about this. Worry about tomorrow. Worry about next year. Huh? I mean, next year has not come yet. You don't even know if you survive this year. Maybe a meteorite comes, you know, and destroys KL, you know? There's no KL anymore. Yeah? And you're gone with the meteorite, yeah? And waiting for your next life. Why to worry about these things, yeah? Take the things, you know? And then, yeah? I mean, if you have sati, yeah? If you have sati, yeah? In that moment something happens, yeah? There's always a good solution to it, yeah? You don't have to take it personally. Huh? Okay, what am I going to do with this situation? But if I have concepts in my mind how to deal with this situation, that situation, everybody of you knows it. Yeah. I mean, the younger people, when they see their parents, they're in a different mood. Yeah. When they see their father, yeah. When they see their mother, yeah. You're a different person. Then you see your boss, you're a different person. Then you see your friend, you're a different person. It's programmed. Huh? Yeah. What am I going to say? You know, when my father asked me, what am I going to respond to that? Huh? That is programmed. That is not natural. Huh? Yes? And that is, you know, I mean, okay. Whatever happens will happen anyway, you know. But how we react is, yeah, is it wholesome or unwholesome? Yeah? And that depends on our programs. It depends on our views, opinions, yeah. And how often do you, yeah? How often do you program yourself? Yeah? In the morning you think about how am I going to do this when my boss says this, you know, how am I going to deal with this situation? Yesterday was very terrible, you know, how am I going to deal, you know, what am I... I mean, you're not open-minded. And you don't see the opportunities. Yeah? It happened to everyone. It happened to me. Yeah? Until I got free of it. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. You can react like this. You don't have to react in your old ways. Yeah? And that releases the stress. Yeah. I was in my working place, you know, and I was just busy with my work, you know, and a colleague came in, you know, wanted this, wanted to talk about this and that, and I took half an hour or 1 hour, you know, and it wasn't clear, yeah, and then I said, this is not helpful, yeah, so the next time, okay, this is my work, that's where I am, okay, what do you want, 5 minutes later, and everybody was happy. You can change this. But we need sati. And that's where meditation comes in. Huh? How many hours do you practice a day?
Actually, in Bangkok, I practice like 15 minutes walking and 30 minutes sitting.
That's hardly anything. And in KL? Huh? And in... You're from Bangkok or what?
Actually, I'm
bringing
this group to respect
Pasar. We've got Put Pasar Thai, Bangkok Thai. 15 minutes walking and 30 minutes sitting. When I was working, I was doing 1 hour before I went to work, 1 hour when I went back from work, and half an hour before I go to sleep. And on weekends, yeah, Saturday, Sundays, at least 6 hours. It's the most, yeah. I mean, there's so much, yeah, that meditation, you know, the clear-sightedness of our gives us, yeah. People who don't have sati are people who are blind. People who have sati are people who have opened their eyes, who can see. And sati is this knowingness, eh? Knowing what we are doing, why we are doing, and what the result of our doing is. Eh? That is important. Most of the people, especially from the West, you know, I mean, they train meditation. Okay, calm. Okay, that's enough. Yeah? No! Yeah? Then they stay with the calm. Oh, the calm is gone. Okay, I get up. That's not meditation. That's not the practice of anapanasati. Anapanasati is knowing the breath goes in, knowing the breath goes out, knowing the breath is long or short, yeah, rough or detailed. That is the knowingness. That is sati. Yeah? In Thai you have the expression sati satang. Yeah? But nowadays we don't have sati satang. We don't have enough sati. Yeah? We don't know what we are doing, why we are doing, and what the results of our doing is. Yeah? So with meditation, yeah, we close our eyes, you know, we stay focused on the breath, or stay focused on the Buddha, yeah. And when the mind goes out, what it does, and the more we look at our smartphones, the more often it goes out, yeah, then we bring it back. Until it stays, you know, at the place where we put it. Yeah? We have to train that. Yeah? I mean, you trained how to walk, you trained how to talk. I mean, it doesn't come from, you know, from, yeah? How often, yeah? You remember, yeah? When we learn to walk? I mean, at least 8 hours a day? Get up, fall over, get up, fall over, get up, fall over, until, you know, a year later we could walk. Yeah? And then after walking we could run. Yeah? So it's the same with meditation. Mind goes out, bring it back. Mind goes out, bring it back. Mind goes out, bring it back. Yeah? Oh, it's so boring. Oh. Then instead of asking, what is boredom? How does it feel like? Then we give in. Oh, there's pain. Instead of asking, what is pain? Huh? How does feel pain? Huh? Think about you know? Huh? I mean, the government rules us with fear. Yeah? Yeah? Fear of pain, yeah? Fear of discomfort, yeah? Yeah? Fear of death or fear of sickness. Yeah? I mean, think about these last, I mean, it's already 2 years ago, but the COVID time. Everybody was afraid. Huh? Yeah? When the government would have told us the truth, you know, it's just another virus infection, nobody would have been afraid. Everything would have gone normally. But they told you, you're going to die if you don't take our vaccine. Huh? Huh? Yeah? Huh? Huh? So, it's hard. One, two, three shots. And then after that, you know, they told us, "Ah, yeah, we misjudged it. It was just a viral infection, just like you know the yearly, yeah, cripple, yeah, cold, yeah." No. But we fall for it. Because we're worried about this body. Yeah? We're worried about to die. Now the people who have injections die much more than the people who don't have injections. Yeah? They die because of the vaccine. Yeah? They don't die because of the COVID. Yeah? And COVID has been there before. Yeah? 2 or 3 times. Yeah? I mean, this kind of virus. Yeah? The time when I was born, you know, 1957, yeah? And then, you know, later on, yeah, 11 years after that, another, and then in 2019. And nobody worried about that. Nobody closed down the factories and closed down the schools, you know. In 1957, look it up, you know, 1968, yeah, nobody. Yeah? They didn't even worry about it, yeah. They didn't give you any injections, yeah. So that's, we are ruled by fear, yeah? So we have to overcome fear. We have to overcome pain. Hello? Pain. Yeah? What is pain? How does it feel like? Huh? How does it differentiate itself from fear? Huh? I mean, we just put a label on it and go for it, yeah? Okay, this is pain. I don't like it. I don't want to get rid of it. Give me some medicine, then I take it, yeah? Instead of knowing what pain is, yeah? We don't stop because of pain, we investigate. Because we want to know. The path of Buddhism is the path of wisdom, yeah? In German we have a saying, you cannot eat the wisdom with a spoon, yeah? Huh? We can eat knowledge with a spoon, you know, by reading all these books, you know? Yeah? And become very clever and very clever, yeah? But there's no wisdom in it. Yeah? Yeah? The wisdom arises from the heart, yeah? From inside, seeing inside oneself, yeah? Knowing, yeah? Knowing that one, yeah? One understands, you know, one understands one of the truths of the Lord Buddha. Yeah? That is, you know, that is insight, yeah? Yeah? Understanding. Okay, there's pain. Where's the pain? Yeah? Yeah? And then you look at it, yeah? You know, put your attention on it, yeah? Now, how does it feel like? First, we accept it. Okay. Now, how does it feel like? Yeah? Is it constant? Is it changing? Huh? When we see it's changing. Yeah? And where is it actually located? Is it in the skin? Is it in the tendons? Is it in the bones? Is it in the flesh? Is it in the muscle? Yeah? Where is it? We cannot find it. Huh? That's strange. When we come close to the truth, it changes to another place. What kind of pain is that, yeah? That can change from one place to another place, yeah? Well, so we follow it, yeah? Until it shows us, you know, through three or four or five places, you know? It disappears from one place, appears at the next place. Oh, it's so terrible, you know? No, it's not terrible. Yeah? Pain is pain, yeah? We are not the pain. There is pain. That is our hope. Whatever we can experience cannot be us. Because there must be subject and object. Yeah? Are you both subject and object? Normally not, yeah? Yeah? Your eyes see something, you know? But you're not that what you see. Yeah? How can you be something that you experience? There is the experience. There's the thought, yeah? Next time, ask the thought. Do you know you're a thought? Because we give the label on that is a thought. Who gives the label on? Who gives the label of pain on? Huh? Who gives the label of thought or memory or this or that? It's a citta. Huh? Huh? It uses, you know, it uses its functions, you know, the toolbox that I talked about. Rupa, Vedana, Sanya, Sankhan, Vinyan. Yeah? It uses this toolbox, you know, to put all these labels on. Yeah? And in the end, you know, once we learned, you know, after 16 or 20 years of our life, we learned all the labels. Now we know, okay, we know it. No, we don't know it. Huh? Because each time we have pain, it's different. Huh? Each time we experience lust, it's different. Each time we experience, you know, anger, it's different. Huh? Different feeling. It changes, yeah? It's not constant. And it's not me, it's not mine. So why do we fall for it? Why do we fall for it? Telling us it's me, my anger, you know, I'm angry. Yeah? Because if I tell myself I'm in pain, I cannot change anything. I cannot even investigate it. But if I say there is pain, or there is this kind of feeling, or that kind of feeling, yeah, we can deal with any kind of feeling once we deal with pain. Yeah? So, learn how to deal with pain. Yeah? Accept it. The first thing is accepting. Feel it. How does it feel? Okay. It's the same with smell. How does it smell? Yeah? Well, what is cold? How does it feel? We instantly use our reactions towards cold or towards heat, you know, or towards this kind of feeling, that kind of feeling. We never know what it is, yeah? So in Buddhism, you know, we investigate these things, yeah? We want to know, we want to understand, yeah? But we want to understand in line with the truth, not to understand theory, you know, what is this, yeah? Yeah? That is wrong kind of understanding, yeah? That is the understanding of avijja that rules us, yeah? Avijja wants to know everything, yeah? What is beyond our earth, you know? What is on Mars, you know? What is on Neptune, or what is there? What is beyond our galaxy, you know? We want to know, yeah? That is avijja. It constantly wants to know. Yeah? But it doesn't want to know about this body. It doesn't want to know about the five khandhas, yeah? Yeah, he doesn't want to know, yeah? But he wants to know everything that is external, yeah? Huh? Oh, look at this, you know, what is this, yeah? You go to another country, oh, what is this? A tree is a tree, you know? Wherever you go, yeah? It has a stem and it has leaves, yeah? Sometimes they look differently, yeah? A human being is a human being, no matter, yeah? If you go to China, they look a little bit more yellowish, you know. If you go to Europe, they look a little bit pale, you know. If you go to Africa, they look a little, you know, a little darker, yeah. But when you take the skin off, they all look the same. But we don't want to see that, huh? Yeah? We don't want to go in front of the mirror, you know, and take the skin off, yeah, and look. Because you throw up. You don't want to see that what is beyond the skin. Huh? Huh? The skin is the big deceiver. Yeah? It doesn't show us, you know. Ask any doctor in here? Yeah? Any surgeon? Huh? No? No surgeon in here who opened up a body? Yeah? The first reaction is, yeah? The first time you open up a body, how is the reaction? Either they fall unconscious, yeah? I mean, I worked with a lot of doctors at my, at the time when I was an engineer. Yeah? The first time, yeah? The second time it's okay, you know, I mean, they get used to it, yeah? But a surgeon cannot operate on his wife. He doesn't want to see the shit that is in his body. And every time he touches his body, you know, he will remember that, yeah? So, he lets his friend operate on his wife. Because we don't want to see what is inside, huh? Yeah? Have you seen this greasy, greasy, yellowish fat? You know, I mean that. All the skin, you know, all the tissues, you know. Sometimes you see the pus coming out, you know. You don't want to see it, huh? Even the spittle that comes out of your mouth that you have 24 hours, huh? You don't want to put it back. So whatever goes into the body is nice, yeah. Whatever comes out is shit, yeah. It's disgusting, yeah. I mean, when when you're confused by a lot of these Western teachers, you know, that come, you know, we don't need to do our super, we don't need to make this body loathsome, huh? Isn't that what they say? They never do a super practice, yeah. But the Lord Buddha was talking about a super practice, yeah? He was talking to investigate. Remember the story, you know? I mean, one of the monks fell in love with a courtesan, yeah? Well, she was really beautiful, and then she died, you know? And then he said, this monk, you know, you go and see the decaying of the body. And then he was healed. Huh? Yeah. It's, yeah? I mean, have you ever seen body decay, you know? Yeah? I open it up, yeah? I mean, there's a lot of shit inside, yeah? And we don't want to see that. We don't even want to the shit that comes out, you know, from our after, you know, we don't want to see it. You know, we flush it down the toilet, yeah? I mean, if it's so nice, why don't we take it in our hand, smell it a little bit? That, yeah, I mean, Germans are straightforward, yeah. So there's a nice joke, you know, you probably heard it already, you know. Two friends are walking along, you know, walking path, you know. Then one friend says to the other, you know, be careful, there's a heap of shit, you know. And the other one, he was German, you know, was like, I don't believe it. So he went down. Oh, it looks like shit, but he wasn't convinced, you know. So he touches it. Oh. It feels like shit, you know. But this still doesn't convince him, so he takes a little bit. That tastes like shit. Huh? Only good that we didn't step into it. That's German jokes. Dark side, dark humor, yeah. But it shows you the kind of investigation we have to do. It looks like pain. No. Now we have to investigate it. It feels like pain. Yeah. No, it's not enough. Yeah. We have to really appreciate it, you know, and see what it is for. Yeah. And that's with any kind of, you can deal, once you learn how to deal with pain, you can learn how to deal with any kind of feeling. The first thing is, yeah, there is a feeling and then you feel it. Yeah. And then you ask, you know, what came before that feeling? What kind of memory brought up this feeling? What kind of thought brought up this feeling? What came before that? Yeah? To see, you know, what causes this. Yeah? It doesn't arise out of, you know, out of the blue. Yeah? It arises because of our habits, you know, of our views, of our opinions, and we want to see it. Yeah? And once we see the cause of it, you know, I mean, we can remove it. And then it doesn't appear anymore. Then we don't get distressed. Yeah? And then we can all be happy. Yeah? It will take some time, huh? For some people. Huh? Don't worry about anything, it will come anyway. What you worry most of, you know, is that what you attract. Yeah? So sooner, oh, I don't want to get cancer, I don't want to get cancer. Yeah? That's what you get. A person who doesn't worry about cancer, you know, I mean, he normally doesn't get cancer. Yeah? And we all have to die of one of or the other cause, you know, when we are old, yeah? It doesn't matter what it is, cancer or lung or what, yeah? Or stroke, yeah? Doesn't matter. Yeah? The body dies, you know, and then we get a new body. Well, wonderful, yeah? Yeah, especially if we get older, yeah? Oh, a young, fresh body, you know? I mean, yeah, we can do this and this and this, yeah? The younger people still don't, yeah? It takes you until, you know, at least 40, 45 before you think about a new body. Because then you feel, you know, like me, you know, I mean, I was walking down the Kuti, you know, I mean, there are a few steps, you know, and suddenly one of my knees didn't work. So I fell down the steps. Oh, wow. So, okay, it starts, you know. It starts decaying, yeah. And then slowly one after the other, then the teeth, you know, then this, you know, then that, you know. Then, you know, a few aneurysms, you know, or, you know, half strokes, you know. You see the body is just, you know, very fragile thing. Yeah? So we should use it for something that is worthwhile. And that is meditation. Yeah. At least 3 hours a day. What kind of work do you do?
Mingana Lighty Kung Tek. I have my cosmetic business.
Oh, cosmetic business. Swam Sui, Swam Sui. Kwam Sui Nama Chak Pai Nai. The beauty comes from inside. Yeah? If the heart, if the chitta is radiant, you know, I mean, it appears, you know, to everybody that person is very beautiful. Yeah. But if the chitta is very dark, it appears to everybody that this person is very dark. Yeah? Very ugly. Yeah. So the chitta is the important thing. That's what you have samsoi. Yeah. Samsoi painai, which is samsoi painok. To make the inside beautiful, yeah? Not the outside, yeah? Yeah, ask the women, how long are you standing in front of the mirror and, you know, and prepare yourself before you go out? Huh? And then compare that, how long you just sit in meditation? See? Yeah. That's a result. You should change it around, yeah? 5 minutes, throw some water, you know, yeah? A brush, you know, and that's it, yeah? No. Why? Yeah? Why? We need to attract, yeah, the attention of the other sex. This is what we live for. I mean, it's for men the same thing, you know. It's not only for women, yeah? Men, look at men. Or if they don't have anything, look at my smart mind, yeah? Or then if they don't even have that, you know, look at my money, yeah? Look at my Porsche, you know, or whatever it is, you know, yeah? See, we need to attract attention, yeah? And that's why, you know, we spend so much time on the outside. Otherwise, you know, I mean, why is your closet so full of clothes? Huh? All what you need is 2 sets of clothes, you know? Huh? Why do we have this, you know, appearance, you know? I mean, spectacles, you know, watches and things like that, yeah? And handbags, you know, yeah? And shoes, you know. Why do we need so many? Yeah? We want to appear different than we are. Yes. No. When I go there, I want to appear like this. When I go there, I want to appear like that. Yeah? Yeah? Very easy. Simple. When I go to work, you know, I want to appear like a businesswoman, you know, very, you know. Huh? But when I go out with my friends, you know, I want to loosen up a little bit. Yeah? Huh? Makes a lot of trouble in our life, huh? Appearance. Yeah? No. Understand meditation, to train sati, staying with the Buddha or staying with the breath. In the beginning, if it's so difficult, stay with put with breathing in and do with breathing out. Yeah, get the mind calm until there is no more thoughts and memories coming in. Then we feel happy. Why do we feel happy? Because we don't want anything. We are contented with the way things are. The moment we get out of samadhi, we want. I mean, we are discontented again. Yeah? This discontent constantly stays with us unless we go into upachara samadhi. Yeah? And when we are in upachara samadhi, we realize, you know, we don't need anything at all. We have everything. Yeah? We are whole. Yeah? And when we come out, we're missing a part. Yeah? And we are looking for this part. Sometimes we're looking in the other sex, you know, sometimes we're looking in mana, but we never can find it because it is within us, If we would look inside us, you know, we would find it, you know, and that is what samadhi is about, And training sati, knowing this, there's awareness, being aware of what is going on, What we do, why we do, and what is the result of our doing. How often do you do that? The people in the back, how often you do that? Never ever. We just do things because there's a voice in our ear that tells us, I need this, I need that, I need to go here, I need to go there. That's what we do, We follow. We never question, who are you to tell me what to do? Ever question that? That's interesting. And how do they react? They get angry. Just like our husband, you know, like our wife gets angry when we question them. Why do I need to do this? See, and that's the same thing with the kilesa. They get angry, How dare you question me, I tell you what to do and you follow mine, If you don't follow, I will inflict some pain, Or some fear, And then they come up with fear. If you don't do this, this will happen, that will happen, We know all know this, Our government couldn't control us, Our boss, couldn't control us if we are fearless, How could they control us, Either I like it or not, But they said, if you don't work harder, we'll kick you out. I said, okay, kick me out. That what a fearless person says, But we are afraid, then we lose our job, then we don't have anything to eat, then we don't, we cannot pay our down payments, all these Asian people, live on credit card, debt, Contagement, That is one thing about my generation, We never had debit, We didn't have the credit card, If we wanted something, we didn't have the money, we just didn't buy it, Very simple. If we had the money, we could buy it, So we were never dependent on these companies, who asked us for 4% interest, or 10% interest, that, because we want, They suggest us, that we need this, You need this car, you need these glasses, this outfit, If you don't have this outfit, if you don't use this perfume, you know the answer. We don't need anything. So, So the investigation, yeah? I mean, get the mind calm and then do investigation. The first thing we investigate is the body. Yeah? Whatever goes in is nice, whatever comes out is disgusting. It's a machine, you know, that turns everything. Do you think, you know, you have a company, yeah? I mean, all the nice thing goes in and only shit comes out? Anybody would buy your product? Nobody, yeah? And that is the body, yeah? Everything goes in nice, you know? Everything goes on, you know, it's nice, and everything comes out is shit, yeah? It's disgusting. Huh? So why do we love this body? Well, we can do a lot of things with this body. Yeah? It gives us the senses, you know. Huh? But we should use it for something, you know, something that is worthwhile. Yeah? And the Lord Buddha teaches us what is worthwhile. Finding the way out. Yeah? Finding the way out of dukkha. The fourth noble truth. Yeah? Sila. Yeah? Five precepts. Samadhi. The ability to concentrate. And investigation. The development of panya, wisdom. Yeah. A lot of people try to read all this wisdom, you know, of the Lord Buddha, you know, all these suttas, you know. Yeah. Go to this teacher, go to that teacher. In the end, they are completely confused. Just like the people in Malaysia. In KL, yeah. I saw it in Penang, yeah. So many, yeah. And even in Thailand. Oh, do you know this Arahant? There's an Arahant. We need to visit him. Yeah? No, there's an Arahant. Ah, there's another Arahant. We need to visit him. And each Arahant teaches actually the same things, but uses different words. And because we are accustomed to words, we get confused. And in the end, we are confused. Yeah? When I came to Thailand, I saw my teacher, the Venerable Lung Dhammahabhor. I stick to him. I wasn't interested in anything at all. Yeah? I know he knows the way, yeah? So he can teach me the way out. Yeah? Oh, no, you need to see Lumpur La, Lumpur On La. You need to see Lumpur, yeah, Lumpur this, Lumpur that. Yeah? No, I mean, I have everything I need. Yeah. So I didn't get confused, yeah? Because his teaching was straight from the heart, straight down to the heart, yeah? And that's what I'm trying as well, straight to the heart. But, you know, I mean, it goes, you know... I have to come very often to Malaysia. Because, I mean, a few days later, you know, the heart is already in a different direction. It hears this, oh... Why, yeah? Why didn't Lumpo talk about this, you know? Yeah? Is Lumpo correct, you know? I mean, then thinking starts, yeah? I tell the people, you know, I mean, yeah? As long as I can answer your questions, you know, I mean, don't diss me. Yeah? If I can't answer your question, get rid of me. Yeah? And find a new teacher, yeah? I mean, that's how I did it. You know, first I was in Germany, then I was in England. Yeah? I mean, I had different teachers, you know. The moment they couldn't answer the questions, you know, I said, okay, yeah. Thank you very much for what I learned, you know. But now I need a new teacher, yeah. And it's the same with the Lord Buddha. Didn't he go to quite a few teachers, yeah? Huh? The same. Oh, what? That is it? Ah, I'm still the same, yeah. Huh? And then he found his own way, yeah. He learned from the first teacher, the Rupachanas and the Arupachanas, you know. But nothing has changed, yeah? And it's the same thing with Samadhi. Nothing has changed. Unless we use the third option, you know, that is developing Panya. That's asking questions. What is pain? How does feel pain? Yeah? How does it differentiate? What is the body? Yeah? When I open the body, how does it look like? What is the difference between the lung and the kidney? What is the difference between the lung and the heart? Yeah? What is the difference between this and this? Yeah? What is inside the body? You know? Huh? Well, I don't want to know. Yeah? It's ugly. It's disgusting. Huh? No, it's not disgusting. It's neither disgusting nor beautiful. Huh? We make it disgusting. Because we put a stamp on it, we like this, yeah? And then it becomes, you know, something worthwhile looking for, and we dislike it. Yeah? If we dislike money, we don't hanker after money. No problem, yeah? But we put the stamps on, and that's what I said, you know, when I talked about, you know, we are programmed robots, yeah? We program ourselves, okay, these kind of things I like, these kind of things I dislike, yeah? And then we follow these programs, yeah? And hopefully, yeah, one of you has woken up now that, yeah, to unprogram himself, yeah? it takes time, yeah? Takes at least, you know, a beating every month, you know. Okay, so I think that is enough for today, yeah? Yeah, money, go out. To the safe. Put it in the safe. Okay. And you practice at least 12 hours a day, yeah? Huh? Yeah. I mean, we ordain, you know, to practice, not to do this or that, cooking or this. Huh? Practice walking meditation, sitting meditation, 12 hours a day. Yeah. I mean, that's why we ordain. Huh? We are free of any other burden, yeah? But the Mitchies, you know, only cook. Go shopping, cook. What is the difference, huh? And nowadays the monks also the same. Did you see Lumpur Intawai this morning?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So he collects money. He wants money, huh? Because he wants to build something outside. Yeah? Lungdama, his own teacher, never built something. Huh? He always stressed to build inside. I don't know. Sorry. Yeah, medicine. More medicine. Next time you see me, you know, don't offer medicine, yeah, please. Sinti or what is it? City?
What?
What?
ST.
No, HT is the
ST.
Sito. I thought Sinti, but Sito. Yeah. How much practice you do per day? Okay. It's important. So now you want a picture?
Yes. Yeah.
SOP.
Do we have a
good
photo?
first up on, yeah?
Yes.
Receive Anumodana. Yatava vivahapara pariparanti sakarang eva meva itotinang petanang upakapati ititang patitang tumhang kipameva samichato sabe parantu sankapa chandopanaraso yata manichoti raso yata sabetio vivachantu saparoko vina satumate pavatvantarayo sokiti kayoko pavapiva danasile sanichangota pachaino Chatao tamavatanti ayu vano sukhang pala. Yeah, yeah. You're very good at rituals.
Yeah, program.
Very good at rituals, very bad at meditation. Yeah.